Okay, as I mentioned before, I've got same layers loaded up, cell towers, parcels, and human transportation roads. So I'm going to open up the attribute table, and I'm going to scroll over here to the right because I'm going to show you some of the additional features of Select by Attribute, looking at the full RUD name. The names and the headers are limited to 10 characters. We don't really know why, as we're limited to that. The format, DBF format, doesn't itself, but oh well. It makes for interesting names. So, I'm going to show you a little bit about it's like by attributes with names. And as we look through these full road names, you can see that a lot of these might be easy to find if you knew the full name of the road. If you knew it was Isaac Court, great. If you thought it might be spelled out Court, we might have some problems. Fourth X Street. I'm not sure what that is. Extension Street, maybe. So you can see you might have some problems. Here's Highway, HWY. It might be written out as Highway, or you might expect that. East 11th Street. What if we only knew it as 11th Street? So you can see where, with strings especially, we start to get into some issues with being able to find exactly what we're looking for. And that can be a really common problem. To show you how to do that, I'm going to go ahead and pick the full road name field from the attribute table. Now, strings are a little different. We can go ahead and do equals, get equal, like get unique values. Oh, there's 11th Street. And go ahead and apply that. Whoops. Helps if I double click and hit apply. Well, we've got 11th Street. However, notice we didn't get West 11th Street, and there might be an East 11th Street. It's like, So that's kind of a problem. And what if someone spelled it as street? So what we want to do is go back into Select by Attributes. And what we probably want to do in that case, if we're not sure if we've got everything, is first change the equals to a like. Like only works with strings and allows us to use wildcard characters. The wildcard character I use the most is percent. We can go ahead and put a percent in front of a string. That will match anything on the front of the string. We hit apply, we pick up East 11th Street. Yay! Excellent. Now, some folks might enter this data and maybe they put a period after street. I don't know. So we better pick up anything with anything after street. Okay? Oh, don't see any dots afterwards. Some folks might write out the word street. So percent will still take care of that. This will match anything after the street. This percent will match anything before the string. You can actually put one in the middle as well, but it's pretty rare to do that. Usually we'll put it on the ends. Now, what if someone writes out or leaves off the TH or even puts a space in here? That could be a problem. So to find all the possible strings, we can now find anything that has 11 in it. In this case, that works out pretty well, except whoop, we got Highway 211. I didn't know we had Highway 211. Something called U.S. Forest Service 11. That's a road inside a forest. UNN 11. All these other 11s. That's not really probably what we wanted. Using like is this balance between how much information we provide. Whoops. TH. Need to match capitals. Okay, how much information we provide versus how much we leave out to try and get the string match. And you're going to need to play with it a fair bit depending upon the data set that you're using. I did not put in my microphone. Is it still working? Appears to be. Okay, I'll keep going and see what happens. So, like and wildcards are strings. Now, there is another wildcard, it's a little underscore, and quite honestly, I don't actually use it. It matches one character. I don't think I've ever found an instance where I use that. Okay, it's a single character instead of the percent, which will match any number of characters you might find a use for it. And that's about it with strings. Fairly easy. Just remember you can't do less than, greater than, greater than, equal to, less than, equal to with strings. So you can, however, combine these phrases together with other phrases, including less than or equal to for numbers, with and or. So you can do Boolean operations on them. Have fun!